This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up.
Excuse me, you're going to have to remove it. You can't hear through here.
You mean a fully approved vaccine for the entire general public or a partially approved vaccine for emergency use?
Over here.
Oh, sorry. Just up near the mic. Sorry, let me repeat that now. I'm closer to the mic. Do you mean a fully approved vaccine for everyone, the full public, or a partially approved vaccine with emergency use?
No, we're looking for a full vaccine for everyone that wants to get it. Not everybody's going to want to get it.
All right, a lot of people really got excited and were very, very appreciative on Friday and on Saturday when I got very upset with Trump's statements about using the U.S. military to deliver a vaccine nationwide, because the implication was it would be forced because Hillary Clinton, Obama, Fauci, Bill Gates, the deep state have all been saying, you're going to have this to rent a car, to go to a restaurant, to go to the grocery store, to get on a plane. And so we want to see repudiation of this. We want to show that the vaccine doesn't protect you, that you can't ever create a vaccine for the, quote, common cold because it mutates. And so many other points that they've been taking all the regular deaths of heart attacks and cancer and the flu and putting it in the COVID-19 column. We want to see all of that exposed. So to see Trump going, hey, we'll have a vaccine for you, don't worry, and the military's going to carry it out, it just adds to the whole fascist, the authoritarian dystopia. And then the media ran with it and said, yeah, Trump will make all Americans take it. Well, how many times have I seen CNN or ABC tell a total lie? So I got upset by that. And I went on air and I said, sounds like he's saying forced inoculation. That's a deal breaker. Well, then this morning, I spent several hours trying to find Trump saying that he would not do forced inoculations, because I saw comments on InfoWars going, Jones, you put out a deep fake. This isn't real. He didn't say that. No, he did say it, but it's out of context. Then I saw other commenters going, no, on a press conference on Friday, Jones, he said that it would be voluntary. I looked for hours and hours. My wife got mad at me. She said, spend time with the kids. I said, fine. And then about 1 o'clock, I couldn't help it. I went back to InfoWars in the comments. There was a link, and it was him saying it. So you'd think that'd be pretty newsworthy, the president saying, no, we're not going to have forced inoculations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so when I go off half-cocked, when I'm wrong, I'm the first person to say it. And I am so pleasantly, enthusiastically, euphorically, bordering on ecstasy that Trump is going to stand against Fauci and against Gates and against them all, because they're coming with the forced inoculations. They're going to have corporations and groups do it. That's how they're going to try to force it, just like they triggered the lockdown doing it. And so we need the president to stand with us. And this is constitutional. This is common sense. And I know Trump knows Barron got hurt by vaccines. I know Trump knows that they are not good. And so this is really good news. And I wanted to start the broadcast with it. Now, Friday and Saturday, the main reason I went ahead and attacked the president, because it was a little ambiguous and I wasn't sure, and I wanted him to come out clearly against it. Well, it turns out he already did. But the straw that broke the camel's back is the issue of the purge going on right now of the First Amendment. comfortable with this and how the president hasn't done anything yet. And with 169 days, he better do it last year.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the most interesting, dynamic, fast-paced, dangerous times in all of human history. We are at the crossroads. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are 169 days out from the most important election in world history. A referendum on the future of the planet. 1776 worldwide, an expansion of the Renaissance, the pro-human future, or the post-human technocracy, the machine takeover, with the overlords of big tech ushering in the new evolution in their power-mad delusions of grandeur. Again, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this May 17th, 2020 transmission. Well, let's get right into it right now. I have a lot of really good news for you today. And a lot of people tune into the show and they say it's dark. They say it's depressing. And they say that they just can't handle it. And they say, why are you so negative? I'm not negative. If I have a mole on my arm that's cancerous, and I go to the doctor and it's totally operable, and they say, yeah, we're going to have to cut that off. But that's good news. The doctor's not giving me bad news. The doctor's giving me good news. And again, here's an example. If I see guys in black mask and outfits casing people's houses out, and now I see them climbing over the fence and breaking in the house, yeah, it's bad they're robbing, but it's good because I'm going to call the police on them. I'm not negative in that I'm calling 911. I'm seeing the problem and dealing with it. So I'm an optimist. Now, let me give you the good news, and there's a lot of it. The Japanese parliament, the Hungarian parliament, the Italian parliament, and others are coming out and saying, Bill Gates funds a eugenics organization, and he's been banned in multiple countries for killing people, sterilizing people, and giving them polio. Now, by the way, oh, and I forgot, guys, you bring me the blue folder in that I had from this week on the history of secret experimentation by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, London Guardian, NPR. I mean, this was all in the news 10 years ago. He's just spent billions on PR now and pink sweaters and, you know, all the little touchy-feely things. But now it has become mainstream news, and the full videos are up on Infowars.com, with the member of the Italian parliament from Rome. So that's like, you know, being the congressperson from D.C. It's important. Just gets up there in a 30-minute speech and devastates Bill Gates. It sounds like Alex Jones is up there. And she's rattling off all the facts, and she's very respected. So Italian leader demands he be arrested on the floor of the Italian Congress for war crimes against humanity, and then lays it all out. And here's the thing. Bill Gates hadn't done a good job hiding all this stuff. So people hear me, new listeners, they go, Bill Gates, Microsoft, is a eugenicist? And he's been caught sterilizing people everywhere? Yeah. So, again, later in the broadcast, I've got my blue folder. Maybe it's in my office. It's somewhere around here. And it's got all the articles, all the documents, all the reports that I'm going to show you. I did this earlier in the week. Of just mainstream news where Bill Gates banned in India, Bill Gates banned in this country, Bill Gates banned in Kenya because he's been caught. And you can sit there and argue, you know, all day and say, well, you know, there really are too many people, so somebody's got to do it. Folks, they're locking us down with this stuff. And Bill Gates came out last week on Colbert, and he said to the world that, oh, this was just like a drill. This is only event one. Event two's coming. It's going to be a terrorist bio attack. It's going to be a terrorist bio attack. And so the lockdown's never going to end. And now the UN says it's never going to end because they're all running it and they're getting power out of it. Since when did we wake up and Bill Gates has the key to the planet? Not the key to the city. Since when is he your doctor? Since when does if the UN says, oh, this medical doctor or this former head of the Rockefeller Hospital or this top scientist or this discoverer of HIV with Nobel Prize, this person says something that the WHO says is not official, so you're banned. They're blocking articles and videos of the discoverer of HIV. Because he says it's man-made in a lab. They're blocking top scientists and doctors all over the world, the most prestigious, coming out saying this is basically a hoax. Because they're making their move. So we're going to be going over all of it here today. But yeah, you know, back in April, it was the two doctors that own clinics across California reading CDC numbers that it has a lower death rate than the flu. And explaining that you can't live in a bubble, that makes you sicker. And that you need sunshine. And that all the other health officials they talk to agree, but Governor Newsom is taking orders from the WHO, so we need him to stop doing that. That video had 5 million views. It was banned. And now every day, I'll see some new whistleblower or virologist or scientist or doctor, and I'll go, oh, that won't be up long. And usually by the time I text message to one of the producers that I'm not at work saying, save this, a lot of the time, by the time they try to get it 30 minutes later, it's already gone. Because by the time it goes viral and I see it, it's got, oh, this has 100,000 views. And like an hour later, it's got 500,000 views. You know it's going bye-bye. But their problem is more and more doctors are standing up in Europe, in England, in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia. The president of Tanzania is a famous chemist and patented scientist and big brain. He figured out that the UN was funding their national health group, and he said, okay, have them test a papaya and have them test a goat, and they both came up positive because the national group got more money every time it did, and now they're in trouble. Snopes came out and said, he's an African, literally. They said, oh, Africans doesn't have good testing. Talk about racist, folks. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Is like, oh, well, you know, this guy was the head of the hospital virology department at Rockefeller Hospital, but Snopes says he's not the head professor. Guy never said that. Ban his YouTube videos. That's the latest. So Trump vows to strip radical left of total command over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google. And they ban the video the president sent out of Michelle Malkin talking about how horrible it is. We'll play that coming up next segment. Then there's this. Trump tweets video warning of big tech censorship. Twitter immediately censors it. YouTube censors epidemiologist Kunt Watowski for opposing lockdown. And this guy, I looked him up. He's like in the top 10 virologists in the world. I mean, he's like Santa Claus is, you know, associated with Christmas. Superman is associated with Superman. I mean, the guy's like world renowned, and they now banned him. because he said, this is not even as bad as the flu. Oh, and he's also said, and that's what other scientists like the Nobel Prize winner, who's French, that discovered HIV, who scanned it, has the electron microscopes, and said it's totally manufactured. You can see the viruses put together, the actual insertion marks, the scars. They're pointing out that it is man-made so that the groups involved, the Chinese government, Bill and Melinda Gates and others, can now own the test and own the treatment and own it all because they've now made their own new cold virus. Unbelievable. So it's all coming up. But the other good news, and I'll tell you more about that when we come back, is President Trump has been very clear now. We have the audio and video. He said, no. The military will be there to distribute it. He doesn't trust Bill Gates. If you want the vaccine, you'll get it. And it's going to be free. But if you don't, that's your right. Absolutely. So, yeah, you want to hurt yourself? Take it. Have your seizure. Get in a grave.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
All right, let me just stop right here. Alex Jones here back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. I want to be very clear with everybody. That there is a planetary takeover happening, and denying that the worldview that I'm putting out is real will get you killed. If you were a psychopath, if you were a sociopath and cold-blooded, you would want to do what I'm talking about to resist the globalist. Because it would be better for your future. There's not a lot of seats at the table for the psychopaths up there at the top. A good, open, free society, a pro-human society, should be what even the average criminal wants. Because the globalists are building a future that we're not in. But evil people that resonate with that spirit, they go along with it even though it's going to destroy them. Because it's a spirit. And so when I get up here and I tell you Bill Gates wants more childhood death, I don't just have him slipping up and saying that on national television. I have where that's what he finances and that's what he does. And then you ask yourself, why is this guy so powerful? It's because Bill Gates is the front man for the Rockefeller, the Ford, the Carnegie, the Annenberg, the IBM, and over 100 other foundations. He's not a philanthropist. Their money's all tax-free. They are a global government whose aim is depopulation. And that's in the Wall Street Journal. And ABC News, 15 years ago, when they were coming out admitting all of this and saying we're building an alternate world government to carry out stealth sterilization. And I have Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation dinners where they're giving people awards for carrying out depopulation. Now, listen, you can go to places in Calcutta, India, or you go to places in Nigeria, Africa, and you see squalor and crime and hellishness. And you can say, wow, somebody ought to tie the tubes on these folks. But it's the power to do that and to have a global government to carry it out that is the real threat to everyone. And to then live in denial while they're setting this up and doing all this and denying to you on the news the agenda, when they've been publicly building the consensus and the agenda the entire time. And from the level of the Rothschilds and the British royalty and the Vatican, right down to your local Planned Parenthood, they are an anti-human death cult. And so the reason Bill Gates doesn't hide what he's doing is he knows he's got most academics that have bought into this. They're not liberals, folks. They're control freaks. And they're targeting the smartest people in the world to try to disadvantage them as well. And they're fluoridating the water to lower IQs. And they're feeding us GMO that poison us and lower our IQs. And they're giving us vaccines they know lower our immunity to general pathogens and lower our fertility. And it's all admitted. And so you've got all these people playing along with this who aren't even part of the power structure, and it's madness. And so we have to force a real debate about this. The globalists aren't trying to build up the third world. They're not trying to empower the third world. They are going into the third world and putting in the worst governments and undermining their populations and dumbing them down and making sure they get the lowest calorie diets they can so that their brains don't develop. And in the Western world, going back 100 years ago, the same psychiatrists and psychologists funded by the robber barons who wanted manageable people to control said, dumb them down. Put babies in cribs. Don't hold your babies. Create formula. Don't give them mother's milk. And then they have the studies that the average formula ends up causing your baby to have a smaller brain and a lower IQ. Everything they do is to make everybody dumb and controllable. Because real eugenics isn't about improving the race. Real eugenics is about annihilating their competition for survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, and however they do that, they see as good. They don't try to raise everybody up and have a level playing field and then exalt and promote the strongest. They build a system that holds back the strongest who are altruistic and good, that dumbs down everyone so they, these alpha rats, these hunchback, dandruff-covered, globalist psycho-psychotics who believe they're the ultimate elite on the planet can rule and control. And they've hijacked the Renaissance, and they've hijacked Western culture, and they've hijacked our entire system and are turning it in on itself. So when we come back, I have a major CDC official saying we need to exterminate all the white people. Of course, he's white. Now, if you're a real scientific dictator, why would you say that? Because she's teaching the blacks and Hispanics to hate whites so that whites hate them. It's called divide and conquer, folks. It's very elementary. Now, why is she one of Bill Gates' favorite people? Because that's the agenda they're pushing. A divided house cannot stand. And they just want the arbitrary power to put in your body what they want, when they want. And to tell you, hey, there's going to be side effects, and hey, you're going to get sick, and hey, this will probably sterilize you, but be a hero. Go and volunteer to do this. And it's going to be the virtue signaling left trying to make you go out and get this because they've all passed the word. They all know it's a sterilant. Because if Bill Gates can't kill you in the womb, he wants to kill you when you're a child starving to death. And if he can't do that, he wants to kill your mind because he's a cold-blooded killer. A smug, hateful, nasty demon. A crook. But he has what Hitler called the will to power. And that's why he was chosen and selected to manage this whole damn show. He's the most powerful person on earth. If Trump stood up to him, he'd be the most important powerful person on earth. But Bill Gates is as close to Satan incarnate as you're ever going to see in your life. That man is pure hate. Total will to annihilate you. And if you study history, whether it was Genghis Khan or Adolf Hitler, that's the spirit of these people. But we are not a spirit of being defeated. We're a spirit of overcoming. And they have only summoned the resistance. They've summoned you. They've summoned me. They've summoned us all to this great time. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. The clips are straight ahead. Tell folks to tune in right now.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety. The delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. this delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul steal. He was in a box, he was way behind.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player.
All right, let's just get into it right now.
If you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet.
Anybody that opposes this, that is well-spoken, they come and buy off. And most people just take the money. Other people, they start threatening your family and sue you, and most people just quit. A lot of people we've had on as guests, you know, just say, listen, they called up and they told my wife what kind of dog we had and where she went to lunch today with her girlfriends and threatened to cut her head off and kill our kids. I'm done. And the threatening to cut the wife's head off thing, I probably had five people that's happened to, one recently. We're just going to tell you this once. Tell your husband, shut up and stop doing what he's doing, or bad things are going to happen. Who is this? I saw you and your sleeping friends at that restaurant today, you slimy whore. I will cut your head off and murder your children if you don't shut your filthy mouth. You understand me, bitch? That's the kind of phone calls you get. So, oh yeah, you go to Bilderberg, you cover it, you get those phone calls back at the house. And I don't tell you all that to act tough. Oh, that look, this goes on. This is the real world, okay? So everybody needs to grow up and decide if you want to live on your knees with these people. I don't. And I fight these monsters not because I have a death wish. It's the opposite. I cannot live the living death of being buried alive serving these people and the suffocation I feel when I even turn my consciousness into those realms and think about serving them. If they weren't evil, I'd join them. You cannot join them. It is a feeling of absolute emptiness to serve these people. All right, let me just stop there. It is very satisfying, though, that if you are being tortured and attacked and demonized and lied about for the truth, because you know the alternative of submission is far worse, to finally see the world awakening at a just incredible pace is a beautiful thing. And people are now going down the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation board membership and who they appoint to what company and how. Almost every government in the world is given hundreds of millions of dollars a year through the intelligence agencies and through the foundations to the hospitals and the systems to control, because the way of world government is a medical tyranny. There's shocking footage out of the UK, Germany, and Canada in just the last week. Without even looking, I just see it everywhere, where police come in jack-booted outfits to people protesting the lockdown online. And they tell them. There's long videos on Infowars.com right now. You have been on Facebook criticizing the lockdown. And you hear the people are well-spoken. Yes, this is terrible. We don't agree with it. And the virus is a hoax. They go, well, you're mentally ill. We're taking you to a psychiatric facility. And they and the police are in like Nazi-style uniforms. And they're just all fake and leftist, and they grab them and handcuff them and take them out, and they take their kids. Because you see now, believing in Jesus and saying, this is the mark of the beast, I'm not taking inoculation, is mentally ill, see? Because they say all Christians are mentally ill. And the churches they know aren't going to speak up now, so they've got you, you see, because they're not churches anymore. We've got that footage coming up, but here is a Bill and Melinda Gates honoree. She's on the CDC board, put there by Obama. She also heads up the Texas medical operation, or did. And the Texas medical board has responded to a complaint about Gates' honor to get rid of the whites doctor, Dr. Carol Baker. Now, of course, the vaccines are really targeting everybody here, but particularly non-whites. And I've got those documents. I'll show you that coming up. But she's doing this to sow race division. These are very sick, sick, evil people. But every rock you turn over with a Gates person, folks, we played the clips here, where they're like, we honor Bill and Melinda Gates for funding global depopulation. Vassar, Harvard. Don't believe me, listeners. Type in, billionaires meet in secret to discuss world overpopulation. And you'll be reading Wall Street Journal, London Guardian, about, oh, thank God for Bill Gates. He's got a plan to sterilize the third world. But India's kicking him out, and it's really wrong. You know, there are too many Indians. The point is you're doing it, and you're coming after everybody, and then you're acting like that's not what it is. Billionaires try to shrink world population, report says, Wall Street Journal. And he says, we need vaccines to lower population because it lowers your fertility. And then because I know how to read a book or read a Bill Gates Foundation report. People are like, oh, I don't know, that's real. I mean, you read reports? What's that? Like I'm a rocket scientist or something. I'll be sitting there telling Trump advisors about this. And they're like, really, really? Send that over to me. And then Trump gets it. And look at the response. And I'm not giving myself credit, folks. That's how blind people like Trump are, because they're not in that club. Trump's never been in the Blue Bloods. He built his own thing. That's why they can't stand him. And Trump doesn't care what color you are. He wants to sell you golf course memberships. He says, hell, we'll just expand on forever. We don't need to kill everybody. That's why they don't like you, because he doesn't have a big raging hard-on to kill your ass. So here is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation honoree on the CDC board. Here it is.
The battle is being fought one family, one physician, one health center. That's why we're doing as well as we are. We're talking about the minority and strategies against the minority. So I have the solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States.
She goes on to be serious about that. She goes, you Hispanics are so good. You take all your shots. You're so good. And you blacks, you're so good, too. Good boy. Here's your lollipop. I've talked to the doctors in Texas that are ordered to give the black neighborhoods live polio vaccine filled with SV40. You might want to find out what SV40 is. And you know what happens when your kid doesn't fight it off and they have that seizure a couple days later after the virus replicates? They go, oh, your 12-year-old had a stroke. A lot of black folks in the neighborhood had strokes. You drive by, there's all these kids that are on canes and everything because they got hit real good. And again, who the hell's going to really sign on to this? But the left is the one running it all, because they're the ones with the abortuaries in the black neighborhoods. And they're the ones, they're giving them the live SV40 right here in Austin. They got special warehouses of it just for you. And remember, they're called Democrats. And they love you. Oh, they love black people. Oh, they're your friend. But they see you like roaches. And you know those roach motels, they have a smell that smells good. That's how all this is. Oh, come on in, everybody. Come on in. It's tasty. And all of a sudden, you're stuck in it. But see, I don't think you're a roach. I think these globalists are the roaches, and they're projecting onto you what they are. And I got an idea for that demon hag. Hey, listen, you old, ugly, New World Order piece of crap. How about we ship your ass over to Africa, and then we give you all the childhood vaccines at once? Oh, no, you're like the Monsanto executive when they said, here, drink the Roundup. He goes, I'm not crazy. She would tell people 30 years you can drink it. Well, yeah, you drink it and you die.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression. suppression and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big Tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Taken out of context, we talked about the military getting a vaccine. He's trying to create hope. And those of you that want it, well, the military will deliver it. So it's not the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Because I didn't even know this, and I forgot to tell the crew. I forgot to send it to you. The FDA shut down one of Bill and Melinda Gates' vaccine trials because they were trying to cover up stuff. I forgot about that. So type in FDA shuts down Bill and Melinda Gates' vaccine trial. So, again, a lot of really good things are happening. And Trump came out last Friday and said, hey, we're going to have a vaccine for you, and the military will be there to carry it out. That, you know, that sounds, with this whole background of the Clintons and the Obamas and Bill and Melinda Gates saying it needs to be forced to be able to have a job or go to the store to buy and sell or get on an airplane, New York Times. So a lot of folks were like, whoa, he's saying forced inoculation. I said, yeah, you better be clear about this. Turns out that very day he'd already come out and said that no one should be forced to take the vaccine. And he said it the day before as well in a press conference, but the media didn't run with it. It took me hours to find it. But we finally got it posted to InfoWars.com, and here's part of the audio and video.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Excuse me, you're going to have to remove it. You can't hear through you.
You mean a fully approved vaccine for the entire general public or a partially approved vaccine for emergency use?
Caitlin,
please.
Sorry, let me repeat that now I'm closer to the mic. Do you mean a fully approved vaccine for everyone, the full public, or a partially approved vaccine with emergency use?
No, we're looking for a full vaccine for everyone that wants to get it. Not everybody's going to want to get it.
You got Fauci up there wearing his little bandit mask, all playing to the fear, and just keep it going month after month to shut the economy down. And now the White House has come out and said that. Eric Trump's come out and said it. First, InfoWars says it 3 months ago because the globals were plotting it. Then Limbaugh says it, and then Trump says it. Which, again, I'm not up here going, oh, look, we're so important. That's why they want us off air, because they know we actually do the research. And so now we know, folks, they're taking all the regular deaths, even people that don't test positive for COVID, and they're putting them in a COVID pile because they get money. Now, many states and counties and cities are not corrupt. They're not doing it. And that's most of the red cities. Because people don't even think like that in Republican areas where I've been from. I mean, hospitals don't go, oh, you didn't die of COVID, but we're just going to get the money. But that's how blue cities and states operate. They're cesspits. And they even admit that's why all the deaths are in those places. And by the way, when I told you about the orgies and the porn and the vodka drinking contest, there was articles last week about porn, orgies, and vodka drinking contest. Exactly what I was told by multiple family members that work in the medical field. They're just, I'm like, how's it going? Well, we haven't had one patient and nobody's here. And we're just playing drinking games. And, you know, some of the nurses are getting wild. I go, I mean, you know, believe me, I know what goes on in the medical field. Just be left at that. Everybody gets very comfortable with their bodies in the medical field. And the doctors are promiscuous. The nurses are promiscuous. I mean, it's like a frat house or something. And media matters like, how dare Jones claim they're having drinking games and having sex? What do you think doctors and nurses do when no one's in the hospital and the administrators are gone and they're there getting paid? They start partying. But look, I'm digressing. The good news is people understand what's really going on. And I know that EMTs are hardworking. I know police are hardworking. I know nurses and doctors have tough jobs in many cases. And they are heroes sometimes. But doing TikTok videos and drinking vodka and you know, having sex and really Netflix more than anything, watching TV, and then falsely coding patients that didn't die of COVID as dying of COVID, because you get money for that, tens of thousands of dollars more than you would, like, what is it? $39,000 and $13,000, do the math. That's just the beginning for each patient. It's incredible. But let's go ahead and play this report. Italian member of parliament from Rome denounces Bill Gates as a vaccine criminal and urged the Italian president to hand him over to the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. And this is Sarah Canali. And again, it's like a 30-minute speech she gave. I'm going to obviously don't speak Italian, but it's got footnotes. It's got the text there. And so I'm going to be able to read that here on air along with the Italian. So go ahead. You take away our freedom and say that we look for it. Divide. It is our children who will lose more. We are. Back it up again, guys. She's reading too fast. We'll start it over again. We may have to pause each time. She says, it is our children who will lose more. We are rape souls, raped with the help of the so-called guarantor of their rights. His way, the right to school will be granted only with a bracelet to get into school, to get them used to slavery and voluntary treatment and virtual education. All this in exchange for, and it goes on to describe the whole Bill and Melinda Gates. And I guess she's reading really fast in Italian, so I'm not going to be able to read it all to you there because she's talking so fast, but it's a powerful video, and it's getting a lot of support in Italy, and it's gone totally viral. As of this morning, it had 1 million views on Facebook, even though it just happened yesterday, and it had 500,000 on YouTube. I predict it'll be taken down by tonight. Yeah, now you can't have a member of parliament speak, because they're banning all these doctors, they're banning everybody. Now, speaking of banning people's speech, When we come back, I'm going to air Michelle Malkin, who's been banned on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. They called her a Nazi, folks. She's pro-Israel and married to a Jew. But that's what they do. And they have now taken her off Twitter. The video that the president tweeted that someone else showed from a major conservative conference. And when the president tweeted it, Twitter killed the video. She's saying totally true things. She's at a major conference. She's speaking, and this is Soviet or Chinese communist level censorship, and it's absolutely out of control. That is in the second hour. And then we're going to look at so many other big issues here on this live Sunday transmission. But Trump is vowing to strip the radical left that has total, quote, command over the internet away from them. Yes, this isn't private companies doing their own thing. This is private companies racketeering together to suppress speech, election meddle, and absolutely take the modern communication systems and not let us have access to them. That's how people communicate now, is over these things. And now they're in the private messages of Twitter censoring and the private messages of Facebook censoring. And now when you try to type a cuss word into your iPhone or your Droid, it won't let you do it, because that's AI live time training you that you can't say bad words like mother or father. Those are dirty words. So this is a total artificial takeover. But when you share newswars.com, when you share infowars.com, when you word of mouth tell people, hey, see the Michelle Malkin speech that they censored off of Twitter, it's at band.video. And more, folks, band.video is just exploding, because we take all these banned videos of medical doctors and scientists and members of Congress, the speeches they give that are being banned, and we're putting it up at band.video. And that's why George Soros, the rest of them, are calling for my arrest and demanding that the Mueller stay-behinds in the government take me down right now. There's a civil war in this country, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going after everybody. So we just posted that Michelle Malkin video late last night. It's already got 85,000 views. They can't stand it. So see the censored Michelle Malkin video that Trump tweeted. And see all the other stuff they don't want you to have access to. See the married couple snatched from their home by Canadian thought police for protesting the lockdown online and saying they believe a forced inoculation is part of the mark of the beast. And they said, the police said, that is mental illness. There is no Jesus. That's how they take them to the mental institution. They're like, hey, we saw you online. You're protesting. We're taking you to the mental institution right now. They're well-spoken, and they're Eastern Europeans saying, we moved here to escape this. This is tyranny. I've got friends and folks that, you know, grew up in the Soviet Union and in Poland and other areas, and they say the lockdown's worse than what they had under the Soviets, folks. We're going to go to break. We have our big mega sale, by the way. I forgot to plug this hour. Today's got to be the last day. Maybe tomorrow, because I'm too busy to come up with a new special, but we're selling out of all our best items. 30 to 60% off things like X2, things like X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Ultimate Krill Oil's back in stock. All of it is 30 to 60% off, but this sale has to end in the next 24 hours because we're selling out of most of these items. So support the InfoWar. Get amazing products while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, tell folks tune into hour number two. It's a revolutionary act.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.